AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. AP's John Gambrill reports that Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, is considered even more hardline than his father.
What we've seen from the Guard, which has long had ties to Khamenei, is just these pounding attacks that have spread across to hit oil infrastructure as well as water desalination plants. And that is the lifeblood of the Gulf Arab states, and we're starting to hear more criticism from them. Saudi Arabia this morning issued a very stinging statement warning that Iran would be the, quote, biggest loser if it continued these attacks. So Khamenei comes into power, likely already targeted by Israel, and possibly facing the greatest challenge that his country's theocracy has ever seen. It remains unclear just what he'll do and just what will come next.
AP's Charles de Ledesma reports footage further points to it being a U.S. airstrike that hit an Iran school on February 28th.
The investigative group Bellingcat says newly released video appears to contradict President Donald Trump's claim that Iran was responsible for an explosion at an Iranian school that killed over 165 people. The material shared by Bellingcat is a 3-second clip of a video on the day the school was struck, circulated on Sunday by Iran's semi-official Mehr news agency. The video shows a munition falling on a building. A Bellingcat researcher identified the munition as a Tomahawk cruise missile, which only the U.S. is known to possess in this war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police are investigating an explosion at a U.S. embassy. AP's Mike Hempen.
Norwegian police are looking for suspects and trying to determine a motive following an explosion outside the U.S. embassy in Oslo. Investigators believe the embassy was targeted. Investigators say it was caused by an incendiary device. There were no injuries.
This is AP News. Oil prices eclipsed $100 per barrel for the first time in more than 3.5 years as the Iran war hinders production and shipping in the Middle East. The price for a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was at $107.97 after trading resumed. An American man has won the LA Marathon for a second consecutive time in a photo finish. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Nathan Martin won the Los Angeles Marathon in the final stride, giving the U.S. a second straight men's title. Martin edged Michael Kamau of Kenya at the finish line. They shared the same finishing time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 18 seconds. Kamau skipped fluids during the race and collapsed at the finish line. Martin is a substitute teacher and coaches high school track and cross country in Jackson, Michigan. In the women's race, Priska Shirono of Kenya won in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 20 seconds. The 45-year-old mother of three lives in Colorado. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Haya Punjwani.